Kai stared into the darkness. She had not slept well since the battle, and worse after the assassination attempt. Though she'd instructed her implant to put her to sleep, once more she'd wakened early, exhausted, her bed soaked with sweat. Once more, the faces of her dead had loomed over her as she slept. Once more, their sad or accusing expressions had melded with remembered sounds, smells, sights. She bolted upright, heart pounding, and flicked on the bedside light. The top sheet of a stack of plasfilms, its edge waving in the air current from the air vent, flicked not quite rhythmically against the handle of a mug. She lay back against the pillow, trying to slow her heartbeat, but her thoughts raced down one mental corridor after another, banging into walls and closed doors, whirling and racing another way. Her father. She hadn't told him. She hadn't confided.
What would he think?
Her mother. Her father's view of her dead mother's face in the swimming pool, his reaction to it, all still lay embedded in the implant's synthetic memory. She had considered deleting those cells, but couldn't bring herself to destroy the last memory, the last sight. And now the others crowded in. Gary Tobai, who had died to save her. The enemy spy murdered by his masters right in front of her. And now all those on Vanguard. She had a list of the names. She had made a list of the names, and now her implant fed them to her one by one. Those who had been with her from the beginning, like Lee and Mihar. Those who had joined later, and later still. She named them all.
Even Teddy Ransom, that romantic fool. Why am I still alive, when so many good people are dead because of me?
It felt as if a whole universe of virtuous dead were crushing her into their scorn, their anger. They had been brave. They had been steadfast. They had been loyal.
I led them to their deaths, and yet I lived.
Once, she might have taken refuge in her faith, her family's legacy of belief in the harmony of the universe, the sweet cycle of color and sound that she had been taught from childhood would sustain her in any trouble, calm her. But she had lost that faith some time back, when she could not visualize the cycle of colors that had always worked before.
Because I've killed. Because I enjoy killing. Because I enjoyed killing Osman Vada.
Do not judge. We are Sephiric Cyclones. We do not judge. We do not create disharmony.
That was silly. Her mother judged all the time. She judged people by their clothes, their education, their professional qualifications. But that was different. She'd been told it was different.
We are not exactly pacifists. We agree that self-defense may be necessary, but we take no pleasure in violence.
One of many lectures she and her brothers had received after someone came home with cuts or bruises from mock battles in the Tick Plantation. Kai and San had privately agreed that grown-ups must be very different indeed. Neither of them could imagine not enjoying a clod fight. But now she, Kai, had taken such pleasure in violence as an adult. She had killed up close. She had blown up ships. Ships like the one she had lost. She didn't even know how many people had died because of her. And that some of them were bad people who had spent their lives hurting others didn't make much difference this dark night. She shivered. Rafe might understand, but she wasn't sure understanding was what she wanted. If it was wrong, and everything in her background told her it was wrong, that her parents, if alive, would be appalled and ashamed, then she should not be coddled, comforted by agreement that it had all been necessary. She rose, showered, dressed without looking in the mirror. She was the last person she wanted to see, and went directly to the staff room set up for her. She had no desire for food. Pitt was there, laying out folders with the steady, concentrated expression characteristic of her. Kai felt her shoulders tighten. Pitt's senior officer was another death to be piled on the stack of Kai's guilt. He had been a good officer, as steady as Pitt. He had been the sort she'd gladly follow. And he'd chosen to observe the battle from Vanguard's bridge, while she had taken refuge in the CCC. He had been recovered, barely alive. He had died 2 days after arrival at Tobedos Yards. Pitt glanced up, having placed the last folder.
"You're early, ma'am."
"Morning, Master Sergeant."
Pitt took a step toward her. Kai struggled not to flinch.
"You look like hell. What did you have for breakfast?"
"Wasn't hungry."
Kai opened the folder at her place, wondering why every meeting had to start with the same boring, useless trivia.
"Supper?"
I don't remember. Something.
List of attendees and their positions. Report of the previous meeting by someone. A moray officer, she forced herself to notice. Agenda. Pitt came closer. Startled, Kai whipped around, hand reaching for her weapon. Pitt stopped short. Her eyes widened for an instant, then narrowed.
"Admiral, you need something for breakfast. I'll order..."
"No, I don't need..."
"You need food and sleep. With all due respect, ma'am, I do know what's eating you and what you need."
Kai's eyes burned. Not tears. She was not about to cry. She was just so tired, not sleeping.
"You don't know..."
"It's over an hour to the meeting. You have time for food, and you're not doing anyone good the way you are."
"You think I don't know that?"
Kai glared at Pitt, but Pitt didn't budge.
"I have to be..."
"Fed. Sit down. Now."
As if someone had hit her behind the knees, Kai half fell into the chair.
"I'm going to bring you food. No one will come in. I'll secure the room."
It was entirely too much like Master Sergeant MacRobert and the day she'd been kicked out of Space Force. Her head hurt. Her eyes hurt. Every muscle and bone. She leaned forward, holding her head in her hands, pushing into them until she couldn't feel them tremble. She squeezed her eyes closed.
"Start with this."
Under Kai's nose, she put a tray full of food. Eggs, potatoes. For one moment, it smelled delicious, then suddenly nauseating.
"I can't eat all that."
"Give your stomach a chance. You've skipped too many meals. And don't hurry."
Kai took a cautious bite. From inside her mouth, the taste and smell went straight to her brain, it seemed. She didn't realize she'd eaten it all until it was gone.
"A good start. Drink your juice."
Kai hadn't noticed the juice. When she tasted it, it was tart and refreshing.
"What time is..."
"Don't worry about that. I put the meeting back an hour. Said you had something you had to do."
"But we..."
"And you do. Now, this is not the way I usually operate, you understand, but you and I... we have an odd situation here. You outrank me, but I'm not in your chain of command. And yet, you're the only commander I have on scene. And yet again, I'm older than you are, and I've seen a few more wars than you have. Not nastier, but more."
Kai pulled her scattered wits together.
"So?"
"So, with all due respect, and that's a lot, because like I told my people way back when, you are a remarkable young officer. With all due respect, you have dug yourself into a hole, and we need to get you out so you can go on doing what you do best."
Pitt cocked her head. When Kai didn't answer, she gave it a quick shake.
"What you do best, ma'am, is command in combat. You are a natural, and you have enough training to add skill to natural instinct."
"I thought I just got my friends killed."
"Ah, and that, you see, is the hole you've dug yourself into."
As Kai shifted uneasily, Pitt held up her hand.
"Everyone does it. All the decent people, anyway. Nobody gets out of combat without scars. You, me, all my friends, everybody you know. Nobody. Most of us, well, lots of us anyway, were brought up to be good, decent citizens of wherever we grew up. Religious, some of us. We had all sorts of social rules for how to behave, among them not killing other people and not letting friends get hurt if we could help it. You had that kind of raising, didn't you?"
"I guess so."
"And now you kill people for a living."
Said that way, as stark as that, it hit like a blow to the belly. Kai stiffened.
"But the thing is, if you didn't, the people who do nothing but kill for a living would win. If you hadn't come to Boxtop and shot up some enemy ships, I'd be dead for one. So would a lot of my friends."
I can't...
"Can't think of it that way? That's the hole you dug. You can undig it, but you need some help.
You're a therapist?
Not me, ma'am. But you need one right enough.
Kai's fists had clenched without her noticing.
I don't have time.
We, and I'm talking everyone here and everyone waiting back at Nexus for you to show up, don't have time for you to go crazy on your own and do something stupid and maybe not live over it.
Kai's head came up. She glared at Pitt. What do you think I...
I know. I know what someone like you, an honorable person who's been through 8 kinds of hell since you left home, is likely to think. And worse, do if you don't get the help you need.
And you think Turek will just wait while I take a rest cure?
No. And I'm not suggesting a rest cure. You don't need that. You need 5 days of appropriate military-based mental health intervention, followed by a period of appropriate medication. No, I don't mean drugging you into not caring. I mean what clears your head enough to think straight, which right now, ma'am, you are not doing. The way you tore into that poor guy in yesterday's meeting.
Kai could barely remember that. She had been angry, that's all. But the food had cleared her head just enough.
I'm not sleeping well.
I figured.
I tried the implant setting. It used to work.
Your stress hormones are up about 5 notches. Your implant is set for normal brains.